Well, it's good to be with you today. Here, have this opportunity to reach you by radio. We are certainly thankful to God for that, that we have that great privilege to be able to come and help you through the Word of God. If you have your Bibles handy there, you can go ahead and turn to Psalms chapter 1, the first chapter of the book of Psalms. And I'd just like to take a few minutes here today to try to talk to you about being blessed. Amen. I'm thankful that I'm a blessed man. You say, what is a blessed man? Well, we're going to look at that. Let's go first to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be able to speak your word to folks, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you'd help your children, Lord. We pray, Lord, that sinners that might be falling under the sound of this word, Lord, your word, Father, that you might touch their hearts, convict them of sin, and save them by the good grace of God. Father, we trust you now. I'm not able to do anything without you. You must touch it. You must breathe on it. Lord, I pray, God, now that you'd bless it. Lord, bless your word. Help our hearts, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we're certainly thankful for the goodness of God. And God's good, ain't he? Amen. I'm sure thankful for that. And we'll look at here Psalms chapter 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he, and in his law, I'm sorry, doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. Says, blessed is the man. I want to tell you today, I'm a blessed man. I'm thankful for that. I thank God I'm a blessed man. Amen. That's right. And you know, I'm thankful because you say, what is blessed? Well, it just means happy, highly favored of God. I'm his child, amen. I've been saved, been born again by the good grace of God. The Lord Jesus Christ died on an old rugged cross one day, back yonder about 2,000 years ago, bled and died from my sin, was buried and rose again, amen, the third day. To live forevermore, and because of that, my sins are forgiven, and I'm going to live forevermore. Thank God, ain't that wonderful? I'm glad I can testify that. I'm a blessed man. But as I was reading this morning, and I don't know if you do this, but every once in a while when I'm reading the Bible, I look at what it says, and I think about there's an opposite. There's the positive and the negative statements. And here we have a negative statement, really with a positive theme, I guess you could say. It says, blessed is the man, and that's certainly positive. But then it gives us a negative. It gives us why he's blessed, and it's because of what he's not doing. You see what I'm saying? He's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. And I was thinking, well, what's the flip side of that? Well, he is walking in the counsel of the godly. Amen. Thank God. And we saw in verse 2, it says his delight is in the law of the Lord. I just want to say this. We're in a day and a time, friends, where people think they can just make it up. They think they can just decide for themselves what's right and what's wrong, what's moral and what's immoral. Friends, and that's just simply not the way it works. God is the judge. God is the determiner of what is moral, what is right, what God says is right. And any of us, whether it be me, whether it be you, whether no matter who it is in this world, if we're contrary to what the Word of God says, if we go against that, if we hold a different standard, or we have thoughts that is against the Word of God, we're in the wrong. We're the ones that's wrong. God is always right. And I thank God for that. And I delight in that. I have no problem accepting what God says. Amen. I'm a child of God. And I'm a blessed man because I do walk in the counsel of the godly. Who's the godly? Well, the Word of God. Amen. They were written by holy men as the Holy Ghost moved on them. This is God's Word, friends, this precious Bible we hold in our hands. Amen. And we're not to walk in the counsel. That means the advice or the training or the direction of ungodly. We don't need to follow after the world. We don't need to bend our ear to the world to know what to do and to know what's right and wrong, friends. Amen. We just simply need to delight in the law of the Lord. And we'll know we're in the right. We'll be hated by the world. We'll have a lot of people disagree with us. And that's all right, friends. They can disagree all they want to. I know as long as I walk in the counsel of God. Amen. In the godly instruction that we have in the Word of God, that I'm doing what's right because that's what God said. It ain't because that's my opinion. It ain't because I said it. It's because that's what God said. And God's never wrong. God always does right. Amen. And we look at that next little phrase. It says, and not standeth in the way of sinners. And so I guess sort of the other side of that is, I standeth in the way of the righteous. Amen. That would be the opposite statement of that. Thank God, if you delight in the law of the Lord, if you trust and believe upon the Word of God, and you try to live that way, you try to obey the Word of God, you're certainly not going to stand in the way of sinners. That simply means you're not going to act like them. You're not going to stand in a life of sin. You're not going to live in a life of sin, friends. Thank God I don't stand in the way of sinners. Why? Because I've been saved. I've got the Holy Ghost on the inside. I have desires that God has put in my heart to want to do right. Amen. And so that is what I strive to do. That's what I pray and ask God for the strength and the grace to do every single day, that I might walk in the way of righteousness, not walk in the way of sin. Amen. That's why I'm a blessed man. As a saved man with the Holy Spirit on the inside, if I went to walking in the way of sin or if I fell into some sin, I wouldn't be happy. I wouldn't have the favor of God anymore until I repented and got that right. Amen. God will not let His children live in sin and enjoy it. He will not let His children live in sin and get by with it. He'll chasten us, friends. Read Hebrews 12. He will deal with us as any loving father would his children. Amen. A loving father, a loving mother that will not discipline their children and insist upon them doing what's right, they don't really love them. Amen. You need to instruct your children and point them in the right way. Amen. That's the truth. But I thank God, amen, because of the grace of God. It ain't because I'm better than nobody else, because I'm not. It's because of the grace that's in me, because I've been born again, that I desire to walk in the way of righteousness, not to stand in the way of sinners. Amen. And then that last little phrase, it says, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Amen. And you know, to be scornful is to just have disdain for something. To just be in contempt of something, to be against it, amen, in a bitter and a hateful way. And I'm glad I'm not sitting in that seat anymore. I once did, amen. I hated the Word of God. I hated Christ. I didn't want anybody talking to me about the Lord or the things of God. When I was lost, that's the way I was. But when God came into my life, when God birthed me into the family of God, I fell in love with the things of God, friends. I fell in love with the Word of God. I fell in love with the people of God. I fell in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And now I'm happy. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored of God. Why? Because I'm His child. Amen. And I don't have to be scornful and sit in that seat. Amen. Thank God I can sit in the good grace and the good mercy and the good love of God. Amen. I don't have to be bitter. And I'm certainly not going to want to be in rebellion in my heart against God. I want to be obedient. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I believe that is a desire every child of God will have. You can't say, I love Jesus, but you don't care anything about what He said. You can't say, I love Jesus, but you don't have a desire to obey. Doesn't work that way, friends. I'm not saying you have to do that to be saved or to stay saved. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying if you are truly saved, that will be the honest desire of your heart. Why? Because God works that in us. That's part of the new birth. That's part of the change He makes in us when we become a new creature in Christ. Thank God I'm a blessed man. Praise His holy name. It says, blessed is the man. Are you blessed, friends? Can I ask you that? I'm blessed. I'm blessed because I know the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my Savior. I know He died for me. I know He has changed me and made me a new creature in Christ. I know I have eternal life. I have a home in heaven. I'm going to spend all eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. When this old life is over, friends, thank God I'm going home. I'm blessed. That means I'm happy. I'm highly favored of God. Thank God for that. And I do delight in the law of the Lord. I do delight in the Word of God. I need His help and His grace each and every day to obey it and to live in it and to walk in it because I still have His flesh, friends, and His flesh wants to pull me away from God. But thank God grace is greater than flesh. Amen. Thank God He that is in me is greater than he that's in the world. Yes, I'm just no different than anybody else. The devil comes by sometimes, and he wants to tempt me, and he wants to drag me off into sin, and cause me to bring shame to my Lord and to the church, and to appear as a hypocrite in front of people, that they'd have no confidence in me and make it hard for me to be able to help them, friends. But thank God I'm a blessed man. Thank God I'm a blessed man. I heard a man of God Sunday, he's talking about a lot of people, and this is true. It was true with me. Before they're saved, they'll look at Christian people and they'll say, why are they shouting? Why are they so happy? Why do they are so determined to live according to the Bible and not get with the world, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy the world? And all this stuff, and he said, you know, they tend to think we're crazy. And I'm going to tell you what I did. I did. I'm going to be honest with you. I met my pastor in 1993, in the fall of 93. He started witnessing to me, and he gave me a little card there, and had a time on there for a radio broadcast. I eventually turned it on one more to listen to it. I heard him shout and heard him preaching. Praise God, heard the people of God rejoicing, and I did. I thought to myself, them people's crazy. I'm not going over there. But you know what happened? By January, now that was in the fall of the year, by January, just within a month or two, I decided to just get up one morning and go to the house of God. I just thought, I'm going to go over and see what them people's doing. Guess what? I've been there ever since. Praise God. I got saved there in that little house of God. Amen. Under that same pastor. He's still my pastor, praise God. He's my friend today and my pastor, thank God. That's what God will do for you. Being saved is being blessed, friend. Are you saved? Are you blessed? I pray that you are, friends. There's no greater thing can ever happen to somebody in this life than to be saved and to be blessed. Well, this is Brother Blackwelder, and we're praying for you. Pray for us. I do pray, and I pray that you'll be blessed.